最后就是要寻求永生的盼望。
The meaning of life is to seek finally the hope of our life.
一个人一生叱咤风云，啊，荣华富贵，但是他没有得到永生。
If our life is full of richness, but he doesn't receive any eternal life,
他的生命的意义并没有完成。
Then his meaning of life is not completed.
我们看传道书三章。
Let us turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
三章，我们请看十一节。
Chapter 3, verse 11 of Ecclesiastes.
三章十一节，神造万物，各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人心里。我们读到这里，神造万物啊，都有它美好的时候。
God made everything in beautiful in His time.
三章一节开始啊，他提到。每一件事情发生都有它的定期，都有它的定时。
So from chapter 3 verse 1 it said that everything has its time for and season.
好，一件事情在什么时间发生，它可能会导引出不同的结果出来。
So everything has happened in a particular time to create another consequences.
一件事情发生在另外一件事情的之前或是之后，它的结果可能也不太一样。
The order of the occurrences of the event may occur in different consequences.
但是这个就是在神的掌握。
All these are under the control of God.
比如说，如果我是去年来，可能我看到的人会不太一样。
Suppose if I came last year, then the people I see here would be different than last year.
如果我是去年这个时候来，那可能我不能来。
So if it may be impossible for me to come last year at this time.
因为去年有九一的事件之后都很紧张。
Because last year after September 11, everything is so under stress.
所以一个时间对一件事情的它的成功或是它的意义呢，会有不同的决定。
So the success and the meaning of the occurrences of the event is different.
这个在神的掌握。
It has been under the hand of God.
但是我们可以知道的就是，神把永恒的观念放在我们的心里。
But we understand that God put the concept of everlasting in our heart.
神让我们对永远有一个概念。
Because God gave us the concept of the everlasting.
所以谈恋爱的这个青年男女呢，十三四岁，以前是十七八岁，现在进步了，十三四岁就会说“我永远爱你”啊。
So nowadays, teenager will say that he or she will love him or her forever.
在台湾呢，发生一件有趣的事情啊，我们在带那个学生联合会。
There is an interesting things happen in Taiwan during the student spiritual convocation.
学生联会有一个流行啊，就是传字条，会流行传字条。
There is a very popular activity happening during the spiritual convocation. That is passing the notes among the students.
有一位姊妹，把一张字条传到前面的传道来。
So one sister passed the note to the minister at the front.
传道一打开的时候，他写着。你好可爱，我永远喜欢你。
The pastor opened the note and read that. Well, you are so cute, and I love you forever.
我想已经四十多岁的男人了，头发又半白了，哪里有什么可爱？
I've been over 40s and with white hair. So how could I be so cute?
原来这是一个美丽的误会啊！那个字条不是要传给我，是一个小弟兄传给一个小姐妹，那个小姐妹跟他恶作剧传到我这里来。
This is a very interesting mistake because this note is meant to pass to that little sister, but this sister want to make a joke out of it, so she passed it to me.
才是中学的学生，他怎么知道有永远呢？怎么知道有永远这个东西呢？
They are just a junior high students. How could they have this kind of everlasting concept?
他到这个地球来才十多年的时间，他怎么能够知道有一个永远呢？
They have been on this earth for over a decade. How could they have this kind of concept?
这是神所造的。
Because they have been formed by God.
神把永远的观念放在我们的里面。
So God placed this everlasting concept in our heart.
那这个就让我们的生命有意义哦。
That create meanings in our life.
就是要让我们从这个永远的观念呢，去追求永恒，追求永生。
So with this everlasting concept, we can pursue the everlasting life.
所以生命的意义，最终要掌握永生的盼望。
So the meaning of life is to get hold of this everlasting life.
这一点呢，我们有很清楚的认识的。
So we should have clear understanding of this point.
我在讲我个人的一个经历。
Now I'd like to share with you my personal experience.
我们生命真的是非常有价值的。
Actually, our life is so valuable.
有一天啊，有一位姊妹她跑过来问小弟啊。
So one day a sister came to ask me a question.
传道，你今年几岁啊
？Minister, how old are you today?
我想结婚的男人年龄也不是什么秘密啊。我跟他讲说，我35岁，那一年我35岁。
So for a married, grown up, man, it doesn't matter to reveal his age. So I told her that I'm 35 at that time.
那个时候还没有什么白头发，那是9年前的事情。
It was 9 years ago, and I don't have any white hair.
他说啊，传道，我跟你讲，你现在啊，你的身价有250万台币。
So the sister said to me that now your value is up to 2.5 million.
我从来都不知道我有这么高的身价，我很高兴啊。
So I'm so happy. How could I didn't know about my value?
哎，他说哈，40岁的男人呢、最有价值，差不多价值300万。40岁的男人呢、
For a 40-year-old man, he has a value about $3 million.
那么我差5岁，所以呢有250万的价值。那么明年多1岁就多了10万，就260万了。
So I'm 5 years older than this, so that's why I have 2.5 million worth of value.
那么41岁呢又降下来290万，42岁又降下来280万。
So every year, my value will decrease to about 0.5 million.
那我就很有兴趣，我就问他说：“你这是到底是怎么计算的
？”So I'm so interested in how she calculate this value.
他说：“哦，因为40岁的男人呢、有体力、有经验、有魄力，哇，人生的事业哈、再进一步的话可以发展最高峰，所以40岁的男人最有价值，300万的身价。
So 40-year-old grown-up man has full of energy, and wisdom, and his career is in his peak point. So that's why he has three millions worth of value.
后来我才发现，哦，原来你是用赚钱的条件呐、赚钱的条件来衡量一个男人的价值。
So it came to my understanding that she used the way people make money to calculate the value of a person.
那我就问她，那小姐是怎么计算的
？So I asked her, how about calculating the value of a woman?
她说哦，小姐不一样，小姐哦，订婚的前一天是300万。
For a woman, prior to her engagement, she will be worth of three million.
订婚那天剩下250万。
So the day she got engaged, then she come to the point of 2.5 million.
结婚那天剩下200万。
So the day of her wedding night, then it will be 2 million.
生育孩子剩下150。
After she gave birth to a child, then she has only 2 million.
生两个孩子就剩下100万。
For two children, $150,000.
有一天你的先生跟你讲说你是黄脸婆，就剩下30万。
So by the time when your husband were so negative, you, and then you will be worth of $300,000.
对，他是说女人是用青春来计算。
So the woman will be calculated with her time and age.
但其实我们男人不是赚钱的机器吧？
Actually, men are not the money earning making machine.
而且呢，妈妈她为这个家庭付出哈、 其实是很辛苦的哈，有它的价值存在。
So for a mother, actually she is much valuable because she take care of the whole family.
所以我们不可以用赚钱的本领，也不可以用青春来衡量一个人生命的价值。
So we should not, we cannot use people's age and their ability to make money to measure his life or value.
现在超过40岁以后我自己会慢慢去思考这个问题，生命的问题。
So after we pass 40 years, then we begin to ponder upon the meaning of life.
我记得我还小的时候。
I still remember when I was young.
看到我的祖母老祖母她拄着拐杖在走路慢吞吞的。
So I could see my grandmother with a staff in her hand walk very slowly.
并且她在下楼梯的时候它是一个台阶分成两步走，这只脚踏下来，这只脚再踏下来，从这个阶梯再踏下去，踏下去。那我们小孩子呢，都是三步两步往前跑，马上就到上面去了。
So for an elderly person, she has to use two steps to climb one step of the staircase.
所以我们都会笑这个老祖母走路怎么这么慢你看我三两步就上来了。
So we joked at her, said, "How come you walk so slowly in climbing up the stairs?"
那么他那个时候他们会讲，用台湾话讲说，假劳力的灾，假劳力的灾你莫求假劳力的灾。
So she told me, "Don't laugh at me. When you come to my age, and you will understand this."
但是我发现说。没假劳的灾，起码的灾起码的灾
But now I can understand our situation.
因为最近会觉得说腰酸又会背痛。
So recently I feel backache and also sore in my back.
那以前觉得不怎么样的事情，那现在都变成是很严重的问题。
Maybe in the past when I was young it is nothing, but now it's so serious to me.
会觉得感觉到那种。活力青春那种年轻的日子已经越来越远了。
So you can feel that all this energetic life has been slowly passed away from me.
那很多人问小弟说传道你今年几岁了？
So a lot of people ask me, Pastor, how old are you now?
我说你猜猜看好了。
So I told them the guess.
我这样问到目前为止已经有三位同龄说传道我看你差不多60岁左右吧。
So up to this point, three believers told me that you look 60 years old, man.
我说我妈妈才65岁啊。
I told them that my mother is about 65 years old.
大概都是被这个白头发给欺骗了。
Maybe my white tail give them a bad impression.
一问到我的孩子大的已经高三了，小的已经国三了，他哇。那你年纪也是蛮大的，不小喽。
When they ask about the age of my children, my oldest one is in the junior high, and the youngest one is in the middle school.
那么最近在我们在台湾总会的每一次学生联谊会啦，还有神学院的什么开学啦，什么毕业典礼都会照相嘛。
So in recently in Taiwan during the student spiritual convocation or a school year-end ceremony, we usually took pictures.
就好像一些长老他们常常说的，慢慢的都被请到前面，而且坐最中间的。
Just like the adult told us that you are gradually are invited to the front, especially to the middle when we are taking pictures.
那像今年6月23号神学院毕业典礼的时候我们也请了邱义雄长老、陈恒道长老还有谢顺道长老他们来坐中间他们三个都很客气中间的位置都不敢坐。谢长老说，中间位置不敢坐，坐中间的最先被主耶稣调回去。
So during the graduation of the theological students seminar, so all the elders has been invited to the front, that they dare not to sit in the middle because the one who sit in the middle will be called by God earlier.
我说长老你们不能不坐你不坐的话我们怎么跟着在你们后面走呢？
So I told them, "Oh, elder, you should sit. Otherwise, how could I follow you then?"
所以看到这些长老他们也是不生唏嘘一直觉得说，哎呀，生命真的是已经不是很长的这个日子了。
So from these elders, we can sense that life is so short.
像谢长老他最近就是在赶一本书。
Just like Elder Shears has been working on a book.
这个他的文集啊，顺道文集啊，他最近要出版第四集。
So his collections of the books has been going to be published for the volume 5.
本来是预定在八月要出版的。
It's supposed to be published in August.
但是这个时间上已经来不及啊，他不能来，所以安排小弟啊代替他来。
Since he has been working on that book, so he could not come, so I was assigned to come here.
他有一个志愿，他说他有十本书啊要出版。
So he has this kind of aim that to publish 10 books in his life.
那么现在只写到第四本。
Now he's only up to 4.
他觉得他应当要更加的善用时间才对。
He believed that he should make use most of his time.
他也感觉到生命已经很短了。
He also can sense that his shortness of life.
那么我们看一看这些长辈他们一些想法，他们所说的一些话语啊，可以让我们感受得到。
So from the word and the experience of our elderly generation, we can understand this shortness of life.
他们对永生的盼望非常的强烈，非常的有把握。
And they also have a very great hope of their eternal life too.
我要赶快完成我的工作啊，以后啊面见主耶稣的时候啊，才不至于啊蒙羞了。
They try to finish up their work so that when they see God, they will not be put in shame.
所以时间一直过去的时候，我们会发现生命留不住。
So when with the time passing by, we can see that we cannot make our life stand still.
好像我们常常在读的这个诗篇九十篇呢、啊，摩西他所说的话一样。
Just like the Psalm 90, what Moses tells us.
他说我们一生的日子非常的短，而且都是在神的震怒底下经过的。
He said that our life is so short and under the wrath of God.
在第十节啊，他特别提到一生的年日是七十岁。
So especially in verse 10, it said that the length of our days is 70 years or 80s.
那么强壮的到八十。
80 if we have strength.
所以摩西当个年代啊，跟我们今天一般人的岁数呢是差不多一样的。
So the living expense, the extension of the life is the same as us nowadays.
那么他活到120岁啊，应当算是长寿。
For them to live up to 120, then he have a long longevity.
但是他说这里头啊，所可以拿出来夸口的只是劳苦愁烦。
However, he mentioned here that the only thing they can he can boast of is his labor and toil.
可是生命的意义不是这样。
However, the real meaning of life is not like that.
不是为了劳苦愁烦来的。
It is not coming all out of toil and labor.
你看那个牛在耕田，它是很劳苦的。
Look at the cows. He's been plowing.
但是他不需要愁烦呢。
Of course, he doesn't need to have this kind of trouble or grief.
那么身为人呢，既劳苦又愁烦。
For as human being, we have a grief and pain and suffering.
所以如果我们没有承受永生的话呢，那我们的生命如何更强过一只牛呢？
If we don't have this kind of ability to inherit the everlasting life, then our life is no more than the cow or ox.
从今生的日子来看呢、啊，牛它不需要愁烦的。
So for this life, ox doesn't have to and anxious about his life.
但是我们自己有很多的愁烦。
For human being, we have our anxiety.
所以生命的意义一定是超越这些的。
Of course, the meaning of life is surpassing all these.
那么他说，转眼成空。
So it's that everything turned to vanity after a glimpse of eye.
我们就像飞的而去。
Just like the arrow fly.
犹太人他们很喜欢呢、啊，在他们的客厅，或是说在他们的厨房啊。挂一幅画。
So the Jewish likes to hang a painting in their kitchen or in the living room.
有一幅非常出名的画，他只画了两个拳头。
So a very famous painting is with a print of a wrist.
你一看就可以分辨出来，那是一个是老人的拳头，一个是年轻的拳头。
So you can see from the hands, from the wrist, you can see that one belongs to the young person, the other one to the elder one.
那个年轻的拳头呢，握得紧紧的。
So for the young man's wrist, it clenches very tightly.
因为用力过度，所以他整个肌肉跟他的筋络呢，就非常的明显。
Since it's so tight, you can see obviously the vein and the muscle coming out of this wrist.
另外一个是半握半开的，满布的皱纹的，一看就是老人的拳头。
So the other fist is only clenched with it's half open, half closed. So you can see it belongs to the old man.
他是告诉我们年轻的时候。他要把这个世界抓在手心。
So it tells us that when you are young, you like to put everything in your hand.
可是当他年老的时候，他就放开了。
So when you're getting old, then you gradually open your fist.
手上一无所有。
Then it becomes empty in your hand.
但是谁能够保证啊？那个年轻的拳头里头握的不是空气呢
？So who can guarantee that the person in the hand of young man has been empty.
亚历山大跟主耶稣啊，他们有许多的共同点。
So Alexander and Jesus have they both of them share the same share a common things.
他们各自的建立的相当强大的王国。
So they individually establish a very strong nations.
他从亚历山大从二十岁开始，带兵啊南征北讨。
So when Alexander was 20 years old, he conquered the south and the north.
他死的那一年是33岁。
He died at 33 years old.
当希腊国的皇帝有13年的时间，但是有11年的时间是在国外过着这种战争征讨的这个日子。
He reigned as a king for 13 years in Greek, but he has been fighting a battle for 11 years.
主耶稣也是活到33岁。
Our Lord Jesus also lived up to 33 years old.
年纪是一样的。
Both of them have the same age.
但是内容完全不一样。
The content of the life are different.
亚历山大是流出别人的血。建立自己的王国。
For King Alexander, he shed others' blood to establish his territory.
主耶稣是流出自己的血来建立一个属灵的王国。
For Jesus Christ, he shed his own blood to set up a heavenly kingdom.
亚历山大是用军队、用刀枪来建立王国。
Alexander used a weapon and soldiers to establish his nation.
主耶稣是用爱来建立王国。
But Jesus uses love to establish his kingdom.
成就永恒的神的旨意。
That is to fulfill the will of everlasting will of God.
并且为我们完成了救赎的工作。
In this way, he complete the way of salvation for us.
那么今天我们看亚历山大在哪里呢
？So look at it now. Where Alexander is?
有谁还在为亚历山大在努力呢？在牺牲呢
？So we don't see anyone else continues to sacrifice themselves for Alexander.
所以很多问题，我们好好去思考的时候，我们就知道，我们一定要面向永恒的。
So when we ponder all these things, then we should know clearly that we should have the vision for future.
有永生的存在。
We know that there is the existence of everlasting life.
神已经把这个观念放在我们内心了。
Because God has already placed this concept in our heart.
有永恒的存在。
There is the existing of everlasting.
如果没有的话
，If there is none,
文天祥跟岳飞是白死的，是愚笨，是笨到死的，没办法解决，没办法解释的。
So these two people is just sacrifice themselves for nothing then.
忠孝节义的故事要成为有意义啊，必须要有永恒。
In order to have a meaning in your filiality, then you have to have the existence of everlasting.
你看那个篮球赛 ，Michael Jordan 啊，他最擅长啊，在第四节的时候反败为胜。如果打到第三节，你看那个芝加哥公牛队，他们的那个成绩不会这么好的。通常是第四节的时候反败为胜。如果没有永生的话，岳飞跟文天祥怎么样反败为胜
？So if there is no everlasting, then how could these two heroes in Chinese history can conquer？
所以在我们脑子里头，我们有很多是永恒存在的东西，永恒是真实存在的东西，那是一个证据。
So in our brain, there's already placed a concept of everlasting.
你看那个共产国家，他们也不相信神呢、啊。
So even in a communist country, they don't believe in God.
但是呢，毛泽东为什么还要把他的尸体啊，用药水把它浸泡？然后要保持的很长的时间，为什么
？Then what is the cause of preserving the body of Chairman Mao nowadays？
在他们的观念里面有不朽。
Because in the concept there is a eternity，
不朽就是永恒。
There is a never decadence。
所以真实的。有永恒的存在的。
It is real that there is the eternity exists.
这是每一个人要面对的。
This eternity we have to face.
啊，我们生命最后的意义就是要寻求永生的盼望。
So the last meaning of our life is to pursue the eternity.
所以啊，死亡对基督徒来讲啊，没有什么可害怕的。
So for a Christian, death is not fearful.
它是一个过程。
It is only a process.
是很自然的演进。
It is a natural.Change of stage.
好像国小毕业读国中
，just like you graduating from a middle school and going up to high school.
中学毕业之后上大学
，and after the high school you go to college.
没有人会觉得很奇怪的
，nobody feel this is it is a strange thing to do.
而且不会害怕的
，there's no fear in that change of stage.
这就是我们呐、啊、人生最后的安慰啊。
This is a great consolation in our life.
啊，我想我再做一个见证。
So now I'd like to testify.
在台湾啊，有一位刘老太太。
There is an elderly Liu in Taiwan.
那么这位老太太啊，她在年轻的时候啊，就是一直这个拜佛吃斋。
When she was young, she was vegetarian and worship idols.
那么他的女儿啊，跟他见证哈、啊，来要到我们的教会来慕道啊，他一直都拒绝。
So her daughter tried to testify, introduce Jesus Christ to her, and she refused to come to our church.
后来啊，他的女儿就这样对他母亲说。
So finally, her daughter told her dad.
说。妈妈，我会害你吗？你想女儿会害你吗
？So mom, think about that. Do you think your daughter will harm you at all?
他母亲想一想，不会啊，我这女儿很孝顺啊，她应该不会害我。
So the this elderly Liu just think about this and that. Of course, she will not.
那么他就说了，妈妈，既然我不会害你的话，那我请你到教会来。参加布道会，这是好事哦，不会害你的。你来一次就好，来一次就好。
So the daughter told her that since you think that I won't harm you, so why don't you come at least once to the evangelical service in our church?
那么他这样邀请哈，就是很自然的一个顺口邀请。结果他母亲到教会来的时候，这个神就给他有这种非常。奇妙的这种体验。
So with this kind of natural invitation, she came to our church and God let her experience the wonderful grace.
哎，她到教会来的时候啊，来看一看，你们的会堂啊，什么都是空空的，那个里面的墙壁是白的，你的黑板是黑色的，那里面的神在哪里啊？那没有看到啊。
When she entered the chapel, she said, "How come so empty in your chapel? Your wall is white and your blackboard is black. Where is the idols?"
那么他女儿跟他解释说：“我们所拜的神是灵啊。”
So her daughter told her that the God we worship is of spirit.
哎，他如果显现让你看，你就可以看得见。
If he manifests to you, then you can see him.
他是无所不在的。
He is everywhere.
啊，像以前所拜的那种神明，你把它放在这个桌子上呢，它就不能够下来。
So the idol you worship in the past, if you put him on the desk, then he cannot come out of the desk.
你把它放在前面呢，它就不会跑到后面来。
If you put it in the front, then he cannot go to the back.
但是我们所拜的神是无所不在的。
However, the God we worship is everywhere.
好，那么开始讲道的时候啊。
So the sermon begins.
耶稣开他的眼睛啊，让他看到在讲道跟翻译的人中间有出现一个穿白色衣服的，会发亮的。
So, Jesus opened her eyes so that she can see a person wearing a very shining clothes in between the interpreter and the preacher.
啊，所以她就得到很大的一个体验。
So she have a very wonderful experience at that point.
那从那天开始，她就天天到教会来。
So from that day on, she came to the church every day.
到八十多岁的时候啊，八十五岁、八十六岁的时候。
Around 86 years.
那么有一天，安息日聚会完的时候啊，他对所有的信徒这样说。
So after the Sabbath worship, she just talked to the believers.
啊，因为他后来接受了哈、啊，受洗了啊，成为我们主内的姐妹，她活到八十六岁。
Because after she was converted, and she lived to the age of 86.
他对信徒啊，每一个弟兄姊妹这样说，啊，大家平安。三个礼拜后，主耶稣要带我回去。
So on that day, she just talked to everybody, say that, peace will be with you all, and after 3 weeks later, Jesus Christ will receive me to heavenly kingdom.
但是所有的信徒都没有一个人相信，说阿伯，你身体这么健壮，不可能啊！三个礼拜，你想太多了，你想太多了。
So all the believers did not believe her because she was in a good shape. So how could you be called by God?
再隔一周，下个安息，他还是讲一样的话。再上两个礼拜，主耶稣要带我回去。
So a week later, she talked to everybody the same thing. Said she has only 2 weeks left.
那么到了他所说的那一天
，So when it comes to the day she mentioned.
啊。也是安息日，他聚会完就平安。耶稣今天要带我回去，大家平安，天国见面了，大家平安。
It was on Sabbath, so she just agreed to everybody goodbye, and I will see you in heavenly kingdom. She said.
没有人相信他。
Nobody believed in her.
连他的女儿也不相信。
Even her daughter didn't believe it.
好，那么安息日聚会完回到家里去了。
So after the service, she went back home.
她的女儿说：“来，妈妈，我煮一个稀饭呐、啊，让你吃一次啊。我们六点多的时候，我们再吃晚餐。”
So her daughter said that I'm going to prepare the water rice so that after you eat it, then we're going to eat dinner at 6 o'clock.、
哦、那么她吃完这个稀饭之后呢，她自己去洗澡啊，头发梳一梳，全身都是穿白色，白长裤、白衣服、白袜子、白鞋子。头发也梳得整齐的，躺着睡觉。
So after she finished the water rice, then she took a shower and put up a white clothes and clean her prepare herself and go to sleep.
那到吃晚餐的时候呢，她女儿去叫她呢，结果发现已经叫不醒了。
So when the dinner time comes, then her daughter tried to wake her up, but she cannot.
她把这个白色的衣服都穿得整整齐齐的。
She put herself in a very tidy white clothes.
看起来是在睡觉。
She seems to be in sleep.
但实际上她已经没有气脉了。
Actually, there's no heartbeat at all.
哎，耶稣真的把她带回去了。
Jesus already received her to heavenly kingdom.
哦，这就是永生的盼望。
This is what we call the hope of everlasting life.
所以啊，我们最后要勉励各位的。
So lastly, we have to encourage everybody.
如果我们把永生的盼望来跟我们今天所遭遇的一切事情来做比对。
If we compare the hope of eternity to the encountering in our life,
我们今天所遭遇的一切的劳苦、病痛、失败、挫折，不足介意的。
The labor, the grief and the pain and the suffering we encounter nowadays cannot compare to the eternity.
而且我们一定要认定。 没有任何的追求呢，比寻求永生的盼望更重要。
We should recognize the point that there is nothing more important than to pursue the eternal life.
这是我们必须要掌握住的。
This is we have to hold up to.
永生的盼望就是这个样子。
So this is what we call the hope of eternity.
生命这么短，但是能够掌握永生的盼望，生命就有意义了。
Although our life is short, but we can get hold to the eternity, then we have a great meaning of life.
我们就用这些话，大家彼此来安慰，彼此来勉励。
So I use this word to encourage each other.
我们求主耶稣继续带领我们大家。
So may Jesus Christ continue to guide us all.